It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the transit app or at COTA.com.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.
I'd like a little criminal arc, I think.
Yeah, I'd love that, yeah. And I feel like stealing handbags is like the least... It's not the worst thing you could do.
Yeah,
almost playful.
It's such a feminist thing to say that, Max.
I listened to this crime podcast and they had a guy on called Jerry the Monk Hutch. He's a famous Irish criminal.
Yeah, nice.
And he was talking in such awe about handbag stealing.
Anyway, really?
I can't walk past a handbag without just getting that urge to steal it. It's like, it's a multi-millionaire.
Kleptomania,
from,
isn't it?
From doing that.
But the interview was just like, oh, that's so you, Jerry.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's like,
because you don't know what you're getting, do you? It's a mystery bag.
It is, yeah. The box, the box.
So Anthony Worrell Thompson, they got caught stealing wine at a Tesco.
Yeah.
So you think, you can afford Tesco, can't you?
Yeah, it's for the buzz.
A lot of people do it for the buzz.
Just the buzz.
Hold my hands up, I went on a chewing gum stealing spree.
How old are you then?
15.
Wow. 15?
Why
chewing gum?
Yeah. It was just a kind of need to, like, I got some free chudder.
Yeah.
Have you stolen anything post-COVID?
Maybe the odd thing in, scanning.
I once bought two birthday cards at once, and when I got home I realised I almost had a breakdown. My mum had to smuggle it back into Morrison's.
Did you send them?
She got caught.
Trying to sell your own wares in our shop.
Now get over there and buy me a sorry I stole your card.
You should say hello, welcome to the podcast. Yeah. This week I'm joined by Max Smith.
Hello there.
Tom Looney.
Looney.
Watch out for this one.
Oh,
it's a live wire.
Yeah.
Please. Don't cut that one. And our first proper guest, no offence to the others, Jamie Hutchinson!
Hey. We blackmailed each other, didn't we?
We haven't had a blackmail on yet, so this may be the closest we get. We also have Ethan in the corner.
Oh, hello everyone, hello.
You panicked then.
I did.
Hands were going everywhere.
I thought I was forgotten about.
Oh, never. Anyway, Jamie.
Yes, me.
Great to have you on.
Is it?
Should we just cut to it now? Do the Dr. Cat thing.
What?
Do your Dr. Cat for
Made something. It up.
Yeah. Your poor brother.
I've had it there, look. That's from a real doctor.
For listeners at home, Jamie's showing off his sweet
tattoo. Yeah, I have.
Is everything okay?
Yeah, testing for something.
I had to have a blood pressure test a few weeks ago. Yeah. I signed up to the doctors.
Surely it's an eye test with you. Just,
signed up to this new doctors everyone's talking about.
I'd never go to appointments or anything, so my girlfriend would just go to the doctors. She's clearly out of shape and blotchy and stuff. So I went to the doctors and went, I'll just take your blood pressure, and it was sky high, so I had to have a blood test.
Ooh.
To see what the fuck is wrong with this dude.
So you've not had the results yet?
Yeah.
No. So come back on.
Guess in the comments.
I'll let you know what happened, and the results are here. Bing! Now.
Oh, God.
Ethan, please behave.
No, I've set myself up there.
Another Freddie Mercury on our hands.
I've given you a free hit there. Just do whatever you want. I won't take offence.
Jamie, aside from your possible death, how's things?
It miss.
Right.
Yeah, that's.
I feel that.
That's the general vibe here, isn't it?
2025, baby.
I'm trying to replace addictions with other positive addictions. Mm. So I've deleted all my gambling apps.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a big step for you.
And I'm making a Titanic model.
Right.
Wow. 3D model of Titanic, because I thought if I focus on that, I won't want to gamble on.
Is this one that you're making yourself, or is have you bought like a box, like a model kit?
Oh no, it's a model kit. It's like a jigsaw, mate. I thought it was a jigsaw.
Yeah.
I might have come. It's like cardboard. Do you know you slide it in like that?
Oh, that's fun.
But I don't like the sound of cardboard hitting each other.
Right.
So I have to play music really loud to avoid the feeling. So I'm just blasting out.
Maybe you could do like the later on Titanic and just wet the cardboard a bit, and then it's just splodging.
Oh, so it looks like weak cardboard.
How far in are you?
I've done page one.
Right, okay. How many pages are there?
27, maybe.
That's all right.
Yeah, I've made the red bit.
Right.
Ah, yes.
It's the red long bit. It looks like it could pass as a boat now.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it's not got any details in, but I'll send you a pic.
George, just download the apps again, I think.
You've not deactivated the accounts, have you? It's just
I'm not deleting the accounts. Yeah. I've not deleted the accounts, but if I put one more hurdle in front of me,
right.
Mm-hmm. But I can jump hurdles like Colin Jackson.
great reference.
Hurdler. Yeah. Atlanta gold medalist, 1996.
Is he from Manchester? Is he... Oh, no, no.
Yeah, he is. From Salford.
Wow.
Oh, no, that's Darren Campbell, sorry. Oh. Colin Jackson is the gay one.
Yeah.
Is he actually gay?
Yeah, he overcame many hurdles in life.
Nice, that's good, that. Normally I get to make that joke because Ryan's just staring into the abyss. God, I'm going to make this quick as you.
So, yeah, shout out Colin Jackson.
Sorry, was this in the good or bad part of your life, Joe, in the hit or miss?
What?
Your new addiction.
It's an addiction.
I've put yourself through trauma with cardboard.
Well, I'm trying to see it as a positive.
Yeah.
It's not, I'm not gambling the rent anymore.
That's good.
I'm gambling with people's lives.
Oh, yeah. Well, they did. Yeah. Oh, we'll just keep going.
My dog keeps trying to get the cardboard so she could choke, so I'm gambling with her life.
Yeah. What breed of dog are you doing?
It's a Samoyed.
Samoyed.
A Samoyed? Is that like
heard of a Samoyed?
Sam, but it's a female.
Yeah, it's from Siberia.
Oh,
Samoyed are like a clan of people. Like a not. Yeah. I don't think they're as far as a race. I don't
like
think
a tribe.
Shit, I knew it.
What colour's the dog?
White, fluffy.
Why does that matter?
And it's got a pink strip. Like
just making fucking shit.
It's got a pink dye in her back, like a hip nan.
Yeah, that, blue rinse.
Yeah, she's got, because she knocked some black currant off and we can't wash it out.
What, out of?
Her fur.
Oh, right. Yeah. I was walking my dog the other week and a bloke had his dog off the leash, came running over, and then I get my dog on the leash because she'll just go crazy. And he went, is it a dog? I was like, oh, who's this twat? I said, what? He said, is it a dog or a bitch? I was like, oh, what is this?
Oh.
And he just refers to male dogs as dogs and females as bitches. But I was panicking, thinking I've got the mental case from the estate.
It's still a bit mental to start a discourse like that, you know, casual walking interaction.
And then his dog just kept jumping up at me because I had treats. And then every time he'd overreact more and more, go, get down. But he wouldn't actually do anything about it. Yeah. I think it was a little game he plays.
Yeah, I don't like the arrogance of dogs walking without...
No,
yeah, cocky, aren't they?
Just like, yeah, look at me. I'm like, hey, listen, buddy.
Ooh.
It reminds me of, you know, the Arsenal's penalty in 05.
Yes.
Against City, Perez and Henry.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, you just made yourself look like a fool in front of thousands of people and Danny Mills.
Arrogance of the dog itself or the dog walkers?
No, you're embarrassing yourself in front of everyone here.
Right, okay.
The arrogance of going, yeah, just run free, man. It's my dog, dude. I know I can control it.
Yeah.
You can't. It's an animal.
Bitch.
I don't keep a lead on my dog when we go for a walk. But it's very...
Thinks he's like invincible, this girl.
Doesn't go... Like, won't veer anywhere.
I feel
it's
if you...
It's a small little fucker, you know.
Yeah. Mine's quite big and hyperactive, so...
Yeah, mad respect. Mine's afraid of men.
It's
fine with you then.
Yeah, it is actually. It is.
Loves Ryan.
But your lack of testosterone.
Yeah, it is worrying me.
Estrogen tries.
Yeah. I used to have a lot of soy milk, so I wonder if that plays a part.
Yeah, it could have.
Didn't even help me with my blocked nose. It was the black mould in my room, Mum.
Oh, I had black mould.
You don't shock me.
Good name for a band, Black Mould.
Yeah, and what sort of genre are they?
Quite like a gothic indie.
Yeah.
Like, it could be like Two Door Cinema Club, but sad.
Yeah.
Right. If they played instead of major into minor.
I know, you've lost me there. Jamie, what subjects did you do for GCSE? Do you know, like when you get to pick your options?
Spanish.
Really?
Nice. C. That's what I got.
Smashed it.
Is it?
No, B. But well done, well done. C works better for the joke. From the 2016 set. For fans of Jamie Hutchinson.
But it's not like they could go and watch that, can they?
No. Deleted them. Spanish drama.
I did both of those. Did you
to be to be or not to be? I got a B.
Same, yeah.
Business studies, distinction.
Wow. Yeah. That was just your smell.
Business studies, distinction. I was good at business studies.
But yeah, stealing chewies and selling them.
I did an essay on Coca-Cola and their marketing campaign, and the question was like, can Coca-Cola ever go bust? And I said, given the strength of their marketing, of course, in theory, any business can go bust. Mm. But Coca-Cola, they're the real thing.
Too big to fail.
That's it.
That's really good.
Why'd you look at me when you said that?
Because that's their slogan.
That's the real thing. I thought it was, but I didn't really know. I don't really drink Coke, sorry. You a big fan of Coke?
Which type, Stephen?
Hey, not this early in the podcast, you soft sod.
Is that Coke or Pepsi in your pocket? Or are you just pleased to see me?
Was it cardboard Titanic?
I have
shaken it.
I prefer Pepsi Max, I think.
Cheers.
I fucking love Pepsi Max.
That's Max, by the way. And then, do we have one more subject?
Drama, Spanish.
You're not a triple science boy, are you?
Double science.
Good.
What else did I pick?
I only got to pick two.
Did business. You?
Yeah, art and history. Oh, that's tragic, isn't it?
No, that's cool. That's cool.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Pretty cool.
I wish I had history.
The rest were all compulsory.
You get history. You're always reading.
I'm banging to history now.
I think that's what men do school. Is to get older.
Yeah. What put me off, and it's going to offend you, is that
it's always been like this.
An art historian. Yeah. As what put me off is having to draw Henry VIII in year 8.
And the teacher said, just stick a mirror on Jamie.
Use your school photo. Yeah. they just forced me to draw, wives. Man. Yeah. What else are they doing? I can't remember.
Wanked over there.
How many did you pick?
I picked 4.
You do English, maths. Obviously, science, literature, language, PE.
We had to do a technology at my school. That's because we were a specialist for technology.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.
We're specialists for sport.
Oh, so did you have to do PE?
Yeah.
Did you play a bit of football?
Yeah, boy. Yeah. Big time.
We have played a little bit, and Jamie has. He's a surprising player because he's got a bit of technique about him.
Well, I seen you talking about Footy Manager, you know. Yeah. Took me right back.
Into form.
Yeah.
Vultures, vice captain.
Ooh, wow. Was the captain ever away?
No, it was Tyrone Hermit. He was a fantastic player.
And, like a Bob Mortimer name.
Well, Tyrone Hermit was a fantastic player. And went on to model for Boohoo. And sometimes...
And your Titanic.
Sometimes when I go on summer, when I go on Boohoo, I'll only buy off Tyrone. Because that's how loyal of a subject I am.
That's how good of a captain he was.
Tyrone
you're Tyrone's Hermit.
I am Tyrone's Hermit.
Shout
out Tyrone Hermit, man. He came up to me at a bus stop once and said, you'd had funny in school.
And is that not annoying? Do you not go, still am?
Great footballer too.
Comedy.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
I had a guy came over to me the other day and went, you're quite funny.
quite.
That's the worst.
That's worse than saying nothing.
Yeah. I was thinking, why have you interrupted me to do that?
I died on my ass in Harrogate on Saturday. First death in like 8 years.
Breakwater. Oh,
yeah. I mean, proper death.
See, that's the sort of thing that gets a laugh there, mate. What's the wrong with hiring a writer?
Titanic broke water.
Yeah, sorry. Forgot how close you were.
Bit posh Harrogate, innit?
Yeah, they didn't like me. I mean, the MC back announced me. One woman just loudly booed.
Oh,
what?
I had about 15 walkouts.
Really? Yeah. Where did they go to?
Home.
No.
Peace.
And you weren't even the last act.
I was.
You...
I was the last act.
Oh, did you go back to Harrogate? Because I saw you last week and you'd done... Oh, no, you'd done Wakefield.
Wakefield,
that was it. I got the two confused. Yeah.
I don't want to brag, guys.
Very different places.
But I've been at Derby Station 3 times in the past 10 days. So travelling is not bad because I watch like trash telly on the train with train cans.
Oh, nice.
So last night I just did 6 cans on the way home from Derby.
Just
with Lovey's Blind.
What were you drinking?
I had 2 of their homebrew cans.
Yeah.
Shiny. Shine Lager from the Shiny Tap in Little Eton.
Are you doing a brand deal on our podcast?
The fresh taste of Shiny.
The perfect accompaniment for a summer's eve. Shiny. Shiny, shiny, shiny boots of leather.
I should have brought some cans with me, but I drank them all on the train.
And Peroni.
Nice.
Which is fine, yeah. And then
does that pair well with Love is Blind?
Pairs beautiful with a pork pie and Love is Blind. Unfortunately, no pork pie. Or...
or Love is Blind.
So I was just chewing the cardboard from the Titanic.
Or a lovely train snack is a newsagent samosa.
Really?
That's okay. Really sweaty and horrible. And
no, I agree.
I love a newsagent samosa, man, for a train.
Yeah.
Badges?
Not on a train.
Just at Euston when you're trying to get to your... The platform, bargees.
I'm excited for this. You laugh, you lose.
Yeah. Oh, Jamie, we've got some cracking segments coming up.
Wow, segments, you're prepared.
We are. I mean, I've got a whole sheet of, you know what I'm like with my sheet.
Yeah, we love segments.
And all
does samosas not make the train smell? Because I once ate a prawn sandwich on a train.
I don't think that was the issue, Max.
Are you kidding? I wash.
I wash my samosas.
Hot takes.
Yeah, these are freshly washed.
These prawns are washed, man.
Well, it's a defence mechanism, isn't it? You see a fat cunt with samosa and Peroni.
Yeah.
Slurring his words. Saying she's better off on her own.
Yeah.
Watching Love is...
You're not going to get... Yeah. She's, you know, picking between Leo and Finger. And it's like, nah, she's better off on her own.
Yeah.
Forget this love triangle. Just be a lion, Denise.
That's it. That's what you need.
Speaking of lion, I like a Coke on a train, but I don't do it anymore. But I really
you
like
say
the
that, but, when was the last time?
I saw any Cokes about.
Can you talk about
the back end? I think it's the back end of the tour to celebrate the end of the tour.
But was it a harrowing experience? Did you go?
No, I just couldn't be arsed. I can give Coke quite up easy. Mm. So out the three big the three big hitters of my addiction,
the trifecta of
because it was I had 4 before I had a girlfriend: Coke, gambling, drink, and fat prostitutes.
Yes.
I was going to say porn, but just
so, it's too obvious
well
that
porn pie.
Middle-aged prostitutes is sort of my little thing.
Yeah, nice.
Whereabouts was that from? Because Tom took me around the Manchester prostitute area around the back of Piccadilly.
Oh, no.
Cheers for the invite.
We lived local.
You were there in your boots. With Jamie chucking it to
Jamie, yeah.
Because I don't have a car, unfortunately, so I didn't go to the red light district. It's like, you know, going to a
doctor's district. Is it red light district in Manchester?
Jamie pushing a trolley.
Oh, I'm imagining a scooter.
It's like going to a drive-thru, do you know what I mean? Like, what's this? Bureaucracy here.
Yeah.
I didn't sleep with him, by the way. I find the large
company.
Middle-aged woman just a bit more
cool. Chewing their ear off is your foreplay.
Yeah, and starting coke off C-section scars. I'll go into that for a bit.
Really? How do you find out
my
you're
mum
into
had
that?
A C-section.
I just did it once for a laugh and I thought this is so grotty and damn.
Yeah.
I didn't get really any sexual gratification, but I was just like, I just need more ways to do coke.
Right. Yeah, that's beautiful, that.
It's like doing a shot of a belly button, but
a
little bit more risque.
Did you ever go to Cherries in Manchester? Because that was...
No, we had one called Shangri-La's.
Fucking
hell. Shangri-La.
Two stops past Morrison's.
Nice.
On the 290.
You should have called it Shangri-La's or something like that. That would have been good.
Yeah, you have to go in round the back and... I was in there once. I was in the lounge area. It's like a little waiting area. And the
similar to this?
Yeah, the madame's being, you know, really, like, pleasant. All right, love, yeah, she'll be down in a minute. And there was this lad who was a couple of years above me in school, and the prostitutes were coming down, and he was, like, chatting them up. I mean, you know, you don't have to do that. You don't have to show you've got game. He's
jealous.
Like,
oh, right. Yeah, I can do it too.
It's like, you're all right, darling. Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
Well, you can just
pay.
It's
not a power move, is it?
Yeah.
You can just pay. You're not being... You can't be James Bond at a brothel. Yeah. That's how it works.
So you just went there for company?
I kind of went there just for... Because I never used to want to go home.
Right.
So I'd stay out and then I'd go to the brothel and start coke with... A lady that was, I would be, I suppose, a regular in there. Right.
Mm. Irregular.
In their terms. I would be a regular.
Oh, right. I think so. Irregular.
I'd be regular, because I never had sex. So
you'd pay them and then also give them some of your coke?
Yeah.
I was having a great time.
Yeah. But she turned out to be a mate.
Yeah.
Sure.
Keep in touch.
I don't think.
Friend zoned by a prostitute.
That's bad, isn't it?
It is bad. No, I didn't want to have sex with her, no, guys. I could have.
Stop rizzing up my mate.
I could have.
I'm paying you. Well, still no.
I keep picking the one that won't have sex.
A frigid prostitute. I don't think you're in the right industry. yeah, so that was, I mean, that was a long time ago now.
A bleak time.
Let's just say, Blake, I didn't really have a negative experience.
Anyway.
What are you doing around this time? Just a lot of stand-up?
I don't think I'd started stand-up.
Oh, really?
I think it's about 21, so 15, 13 years ago.
Wow. We met. When did we meet? Because we have different...
December 2014 we met.
Yeah, and I kept thinking it was 2013.
When was that? When did we go to uni?
We went to uni September 2013.
Yeah. Cool. Because I remember you from when we used to go to King Gong.
Yeah, yeah, that's where we met.
Yeah.
Me and Stephen were the only two to survive King Gong.
Ever.
And then they had a clap-off, and it was obvious who'd won. And the MC, so give a cheer for Jamie, silence. Give a cheer for Stephen, standing ovation.
Had a lot of Harrogate in there.
And then it was never been this far apart.
Yeah.
And he said, oh, that was close, let's do it again.
And I started to twitch then, because I thought, they're screwing me over.
Yeah.
Like you said the other day, Madrid in the Champions League.
Yeah.
I'm going to get done.
That was at Gold Shows, mate. Yeah.
He was hosting it that night?
Mick Ferry, maybe.
Yeah, it was Mick Ferry, it was.
Scum.
Right decision on the night.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I had the jokes for the cheap laughs, you know, 5 minutes, you've seen all me.
Always... Jack Whitehall's region.
Yeah, but he's a bit northern. Yeah.
Coda salutes those who've served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of Coda's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use Coda Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on Coda. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.
And therefore, better.
Terrible, man. I was bearing my soul, man. Yeah.
Is there anyone here? Is anyone here going to pay me for this?
You said I got 2-3 bottles of beer. I want me shine. Get me shine.
When did you get... good. When did you get good at stand-up? When was like the...
It took me a while. I was really wanted to travel and stuff, so... Out of the little group that started with us, I was one going to Newcastle for 5 minutes and Brighton and just...
That's travelling.
I was doing... Boy. I was doing like six nights a week. Finished work, really? And then I just work out what... And every gig, I've written down every gig that's 2 hours away on a train from Manchester and just went every town you could think of.
Wow.
Do you still travel that much now? Like, I can't imagine as much.
I rested on my laurels now, baby.
Yeah, you can cherry pick a bit more.
Yeah, boy. Beautiful. I had to work last Saturday. And Saturday, I've never, before I did the podcast and everything, I'd never had a Saturday off. Like, miss weddings, all that stuff. Not weddings, none of my mates get married, but...
used to work weddings.
Like parties and something.
go and look at the Titanic model in the corner.
So yeah, I put loads of work ethic in my 20s so I can chill now.
Yeah, nice.
So mad respect.
Yeah, take my feet, foot off the pedal.
Oh, no.
Don't like it as much.
What, working or being stand relaxed? Up. Oh, yeah. Is there anything that's changed?
It's just like this again, man.
Yeah.
What the fuck am I doing?
Old hat, mate.
Probably what the audience are thinking as well.
Well, no. They are. They demonstrably did in Harrogate.
But you picked up the word demonstrably.
Yeah. I've got an A in English language.
Yeah.
One off an A star.
Really? One?
Yeah, fucking robbed.
I remember this stuff.
Had to appeal.
Yeah.
Did they give it to you?
2 marks off in the end.
Down to a B.
I spelled my name wrong on the appeal.
It says Apple. Great wordplay. Ethan, we are meant to plug the Patreon here, and we'll plug yours as well whilst we're at it. First of all, Why Noise Poddy, £4 a month, you get four bonus episodes and a special. This month we went camping. It's great. I did some questionable things, so did Max, so did Tom.
Yeah,
Ryan got away with it. The questionable thing with Ryan is, why is he here? Why is he here?
Leave Ryan alone, man.
Why did you look shocked when you heard the word four?
What? £4?
Yeah.
Because on my Patreon...
How many episodes have you done of your podcast? Oh,
loads, man. Like 400.
400.
It's the same one 400 times, really.
Oh, I'm pissed and mad.
Yeah.
I also am pissed and mad. But, oh, let's kiss.
Yeah.
Let's kiss.
Yeah.
My God.
Only on the Patreon, though.
Yeah.
The YouTube comments can be cruel.
Oh, yeah, don't read them, bro.
You said we have, the Stephen Tries channel has good comments.
Stephen Tries, the Stephen Tries fans.
They know their stuff.
Well, look out for me.
Yeah. Mm. I think they can see people who... want to make people laugh, you know. And obviously you do make people laugh, but you know, we've had other people on the channel who they didn't take to, you know. And they can just see you've not got the comedy chops.
Who've we had that they didn't like?
just people.
Names.
Yeah, well, the thing is, with no disrespect, I think I'd knock all your fans out.
That is disrespectful.
Mm. So I'd don't love to care if they
let's wait for the test results.
I would back them.
100 Stephen Tries fans or 1 Jamie Hutchinson?
100 Stephen. Joe, when you're walking down the street, how do you define like a typical Jamie Hutchinson fan? C-section, 20 quid up.
It's more the sadness in the eyes.
Yeah.
I don't think I've got any fans with blue eyes.
Right. Opposite of Hitler, really. Yeah. Although you want them, so.
Yeah.
With ours, it's usually like a teenage lad who's, you know, a little bit mental.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have like I'm the mad one of the group.
Oh,
I've got like stag
the group
dudes,
left years ago.
Stag dudes, like 80% of a stag do will like me.
Nice.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah,
I get a lot of people just saying, "Where's Stephen?" Oh. Especially when I'm at work, I'm like, "He's not here.
Yeah.
He's not in the back."
Yeah, I get that gigs. Where's Tony? Well, we don't shit out the same ass. Yeah. I had it in Iceland. I went...
The shop?
No.
The wreck. That wasn't even a joke, actually. Because I thought, he doesn't mean the country. It's got to be. It's got to be farm foods.
I went to Iceland for New Year's Eve with my girlfriend. And we landed in Iceland. And the guy who was obviously on the same flight, he wasn't an Icelandic Hutchinson fan. He was from Bolton. But he went, Tony, not with you. I went, no, I'm not bringing Tony to the romantic New Year's Eve getaway with a girlfriend.
Said he was busy, wasn't he? Yeah, I think you strike me as having degenerate fans.
I have some. I get a lot of, like, we'll pay for you to come and have a drink with us and stuff.
Yeah.
That's a bit mad.
I never get that.
Party heads.
Yeah. But I remember Max got something free in a restaurant, and I'd never had that privilege.
Yeah. That was fun.
Yeah, I've had free food.
We had some funny interactions in the early days when the fans were like young, like that one with you at the.
They're still young on your Snapchat.
Salford Priest.
The guy that said I look like Peter Sutcliffe.
No, not him.
I think he was a fan.
No, not him.
Probably a fan of Peter Sutcliffe. But
I mean, the one when you were walking with the Heron Foods bag, and the kid
does it narrow
with his dad. Just like, okay, I've got to kind of take a picture. And the dad was just like, who the fuck is this?
Out on the bus. An
anonymous man. Stumbling around the precinct with a heron bag.
What, just on like a day off?
Yeah, it was at uni probably, weren't you?
What, stumbling?
No, we didn't. We weren't
stumbling,
at uni, were we?
I did stumbling.
We'd finished when...
Probably.
We definitely
Heron
had.
Foods. I don't know if I've ever been to Heron Foods.
You had. You used to carry around a Heron Foods bag. That was your thing.
Is that a classic thing that I did?
Yeah.
Oh, here comes
like 2 years of the Heron same Foods bag. And you also had Max's Bickies. Which you left at Tom's.
Good quality bag, though.
Oh, I must 100%. Say. Like a bag for
you didn't
life
even know
picture.
You had it.
Yeah.
This guy's done a 180.
A strong bag, Heron Foods.
Yeah.
This week, Jamie, I had an audition. I can't say what for.
Acting.
Acting. But this leads me on to...
is this real?
I'm a fantastic actor. Get me an audition, man.
Do you know what, Jamie?
So, get me an agent.
So when I was doing the when I was doing the Britain's Biggest Racist sketch, which I wrote all of, and there's no room for improv. when I did that, I was thinking, well, Max was my first thought. And then I thought, no, because people watch the thumbnail or look at the thumbnail and go, well, it's not real. I need someone who hasn't been on the channel before.
Yeah.
And then I thought... Well, then you're sort of risking someone seeing it and then going, you're a racist. You're that guy from the racist video. So I thought, I need someone who is established to a degree that people know it's not real. You were the ideal candidate.
My acting ability.
Well, I messaged you saying, Jamie, can you act? And you replied, oh, I can act. I can act boy, maybe.
Oh, I can't, boy.
I was blown away by just how good you were. Mm-hmm. You were really, really, really
just blown
good.
Away.
Yeah, I wasn't. No offense.
Whoa,
I mean,
you've seen
sixth
balls?
Place in the, you know, Nando's New Comedian. Fourth. isn't really, you know, what I imagined.
But you've seen on stage, I be the characters where I act out like arguments and stuff, and I'm very good at that.
Is there a role that you'd want?
Sausage. Clip
sausage
that.
Sausage roll, nice.
A bit similar to what I said.
I want to be Jay Brown's brother in EastEnders.
Okay.
So Jay Brown.
What, Jay's Brown brother in EastEnders?
Really good at acting, man.
Wagwan Jay.
We've been here before.
Jay Brown, text you like son. His dad.
Text you like son.
No, text you like son.
Stranglers.
Great
Sorry.
Band. Stranglers, a song about heroin. And my character is a drug addict.
You've really thought this through then?
Yeah, so Jay Brown, his dad, Jay Steyer, died in 2008.
Rest in peace.
And his dad is Mank. Jay is Ginger.
Put the two together.
Ginger Mank.
Four skulls.
Ginger Mank.
Right. Yeah.
Jace died by football hooligans battering him to death.
Paul Scholes.
Nice.
And I could come back into the Queen Vic and I go, I'm looking for Jay Brown.
Yeah.
And the George is like, what are you? Friend of yours, is he?
What's he doing? Is he?
You're giving someone a nugget there. Let me finish with this rascal.
He's got Parkinson's.
Okay. He's doing all three.
You shouldn't really be behind the bar, George. Well, friend of yours, is he? You could say that.
Ooh.
It's me brother.
Do we see you again, or is it?
Yeah. It's in the background of future episodes of Nurse and a Pint.
Got hit by a car as he left the Queen Vic.
No one sits near him. I'll stand.
We can use this footage. No one will notice. Just never address it again.
Just a blacked up guy in the corner.
It's like him on set. Moving, rolling.
We can't get rid of him.
Staring down the camera lens.
And then I have like a 12-week arc where I try and reconcile with him and he reconciles, but then I keep fucking up. My past keeps coming back to haunt me. And he
so real.
He has to kick me out of the flat to protect Lexi, which of course I understand. And I'm bringing,
what have you done to Lexi?
I'm just bringing trouble to the door, like dealers owe me money and stuff.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.
Is Lexi his partner or is she his kid? Daughter.
Well, stepdaughter, but rest in peace, Lola. So he's like,
football hooligans,
look,
again.
I'm going to have to get you out. But then I get him back on the show. I save him from an escapade. And it's like, come back in the house. And I'm like, no, man. no, man. me gotta go now.
Just fades away.
Fades away to some UB40. Red, red wine, Jay. The next red, red wine beyond me. Me gone.
Who the fuck was that guy?
What an arc.
We need to get a ring camera. Sick of these freaks turning up. So that was your pitch for EastEnders.
Yeah.
That's the dream role.
Yeah, Darren Little.
Genuinely, that pitch. Was genuinely brilliant.
Yeah, like, Darren Little, if you're watching.
Is that who casts it?
He writes it. Oh. You know,
EastEnders was always banned in my house because there's just a lot of arguing and shouting, and we'd get confused.
What about EastEnders?
Yeah, cut his mic. We'd get confused if he was arguing.
Yeah,
my mum was pregnant with me.
Nice.
And
the original C-section.
That was vaginal. Sorry, Dave. I was a forceps baby, so I've really rimming jaw.
Yeah.
Sensitivity there. My mum was pregnant and she used to hold her belly on the speakers when the EastEnders theme tune played.
Oh, wow.
And she thinks that's why I'm obsessed with
it. Oh, really?
Yeah. What was she? Was she in curries or something? What was she doing that?
She's back again.
The speakers
are... Oh, because she used to argue with my dad.
Yeah.
And my dad hates EastEnders. So when EastEnders come on, my mum went, yeah, well, your kid won't.
Nice. That's really
your
good.
Kid won't.
Are your mum and dad still together?
No, they broke up.
Shock. And does she still just like Pavlov's dog with that when the sound comes on? Just like.
Oh. Twice on Christmas Day.
Yeah, God.
Look at your mum.
So you've never had an audition?
I've been in a couple of short films. I've been in a few little projects.
In the projects in America.
Projects. But no, I'd like to be... I've written plays when I was a kid.
Wow.
Yeah.
I've written a very ill-advised Anne Frank going on X Factor and Simon Cowell decided if she lived or died based on her singing ability.
Did she win?
Hell of a sob story, though.
Yeah.
It was left on a cliffhanger.
Oh.
So...
Would you be playing Anne Frank in this?
No, I played one of the judges.
Yeah, okay.
Mel B. Oh, not again, Jamie.
No, I made Naomi McDonald do that. I was trying to make a point of like, whoa, these talent shows, man.
Mm.
That's bad. That's so Nazi is the Holocaust.
Germany. Yeah.
Wow.
Was it a long play?
No, it's like a, you know when you do drama and like, right. At the end you have to act out like a 10-minute scene.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, yeah.
We had to do the Holocaust in the modern world to like show how bad it was. That was the theme of the day.
Right.
So I thought I'm gonna say it in a talent show.
Right. So it was like a bit.
Yeah, you know, yeah. Like in Schindler's List, where they go, you can stay, you can fuck off.
Yeah.
Mm. It's that brutal nature.
Yeah.
And Simon Cowell has that power with Susan Boyle.
Wonder what you would have put in a diary about Simon Cowell.
Yeah.
Just the experience of the show in general.
Anyway, it's now time for You Laugh, You Lose. This is a great segment on the show, Jamie, which you won't have to worry about.
Mm.
You can just enjoy this and laugh. Last week it was me who had to make the guys laugh and lose. No one laughed, and I lost. You'd be shocked to hear that, given my great pedigree in the comedy game. Mm. Do you know what annoys me, actually, is when people say, oh, he's actually funny when I do stuff with stand-up comedians. Because they don't realise I invented comedy.
He was the boy wonder.
Yeah, the wonder was, when's he going to do his own jokes? This is You Laugh, You Lose. So, Jamie, you can laugh, okay?
I'm allowed to laugh.
Yeah.
Feel free.
Yeah. Yep.
But these guys can't.
You too, mate.
It's roughly 30 seconds. It might go on a little bit longer.
Can we bet on this?
No.
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 You focus on... Why don't you play with the cardboard?
You know,
you
can. You can if you want. What's on the line?
Outline as well. Nice one.
Yeah. Imagine doing me bollocks and laugh to lose. Just fucking tickling him to try and get some insider info. Who's more likely to go? Who's the giddier?
Max. It's
normally bounce between the two of us.
It just bounces between. I mean, I try and play the game and not laugh. And
I just let loose and have a giggle, you know, for the sake of the content.
Yeah, man.
Anyway, this week I had an audition, as I said. I also had another one, which I wasn't prepared for, but my agent said, go and do it, Stephen. You're a star in the making. Get your face out there. And I was a little bit nervous, you know, I haven't done many of these things. And I had to improvise. Not my strong suit, as you well know.
Yeah.
You know,
script. Well, oh, yeah.
All I was told was that it was a period drama. So here is my audition. Get ready.
And action.
Ah, shit. Shit, shit, shit. Not today of all days. The day of my father's funeral, and the blood has soaked through to the crotch of my white linen suit. Oh, bloody Nora. And I don't mean me, although my name is Nora, and I am bloody. Curse these cheap tampons. They don't even touch the sides. Hang on. That's not a tampon. It's a pepperami. If that's here... What have I put in my son's lunchbox on the day of my father's funeral?
Cut there, thank you.
It's not a cut, it's called menstruating, you ignorant pig. We got him!
What's in my son's lunchbox?
Nice.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
I'll just laugh next week. Yeah.
I get to save the character for next time.
I'll just laugh next week.
We all knew where it was going into this period drama as well. It was no surprise.
If this is here,
clever stuff, that. Relief that I don't have to do it again next week. Mm. I'm sure it'll be the week after then.
So what happens next week then?
Max is doing it because he laughed and he lost.
Oh.
It's really the prize, you know. You get to show off, you get 30 seconds of just great airtime.
Did you pop it down your ass last week?
I did a rap which started with my girlfriend's begging for me cocky.
Mm.
It's what I forgot was that it was just a really good song.
Yeah.
People were bobbing their heads. Yeah. They were smiling, but they weren't laughing. Yeah. That's the
too
issue.
Busy
the DJ set was good. That nearly got me.
It was just 30 seconds of fun. You may have seen Tom this week. Because he was viral on TikTok.
Oh, nice.
With a rat tail hairstyle.
Yeah.
Big news on the tickers.
Yeah, so I work in a salon, an event space, and someone put a little rat tail in my hair.
Was a prank?
Well, no, I let her do it. Didn't realise she was going to put it on.
That was a proper 80s prank, that, didn't it?
Yeah, like Dick and Dom.
That's right.
Take it straight out. But yeah, she didn't really realise that, all the comments
It's the biggest TikTok now.
She didn't realise how famous he was.
And all her engagements just loony.
And someone commented saying, oh, he's from that podcast. Fucking hell.
Shocking.
Fuck it, that.
I sent him a lot of hate after that.
Yeah. Well done, Max. Well done.
Horrible stuff.
I get a lot. Oh, it's Stephen Tries, mate.
Yeah. My mate gets that.
He'll be getting that soon.
My mate Fionn gets that, and he hates it, and I love it.
Yeah.
So if anyone sees him, Vulture Authority, in the street, just refer to him as James, mate, and that will make me very happy.
Yeah. Last week I also addressed a bit of beef I had with Lawrence McKenna, you may know of. He was in the YouTube world.
True Geordie thing.
Yeah, he was. So I...
slagged off creators once, something like that.
The Creators Cup, sure.
I'm not all fair with... is he a goodie or a baddie? Do we like him? Do we not?
I like Lawrence.
Yeah.
I've always had a lot of fun with him. But then he didn't call me the funniest person on YouTube, and I took that to heart.
Doesn't help himself.
No. I called for him to be cancelled. He may be at this point. Podcast is going out.
Fingers crossed.
But then he messaged me. I warned him. I said, yeah, I've asked for you to be cancelled. And he said, that's fair. But he said, I once called him a YouTuber sidekick. And, you know, I didn't realise that was a harsh thing to say.
Did he not like that?
No.
Sounds like he's held that onto that for a long time.
Max, would you ask your sidekick if it's a harsh thing to say? they're really ballooning.
I fucking wish.
Yeah.
Really?
I don't know.
If I wish for you as a psychic, fucking hell.
It's just nice
much
to have
better
someone.
Choices out there somewhere.
Name three.
Mel B.
Right.
You said her earlier.
Yeah, I'm not sure that's
it. So she'd be good.
Why?
Ben Kingsley.
As Gander.
Sure, yeah. Yeah, Gandhi.
Right.
Mel B. And.
Say Gandhi?
Two black
Ben
people.
Kingsley as Gander.
Yeah. Oh.
And not the Gandhis. All right,
I'll throw Gandhi in the mix.
So Ben, you got Mel B, Ben Kingsley as Gandhi, and Gandhi.
Why not?
It's a rogue trio, but it works for me.
And one day Mel B's going to come in wearing flip flops, and you'll go, "Well, I've completed the trio there." great sidekicks.
Thank you.
I think you've gone way over the top.
If you need me still.
Mel B will get a power trip. She'll get hungry for you.
Yeah, she's not
you pick like, yeah.
Yeah, but I just kind of want to be in the shadows. You guys do what you're doing.
That's not what sidekick
And I don't
does.
Think Gandhi's a sidekick either.
No, he's going to hog that. He's going to hog the limelight, and you don't want your sidekick to do that.
Hey, it's Gandhi's mate.
He's quiet about it, though.
Yeah. It's like with Ant and Dec when Ant was doing all that.
He's got bars as well.
What, Gandhi?
Yeah, mate. Did you see when he got... When Gandhi dropped in London, what you make of British civilized British culture?
Yeah,
and he went, "I'll let you know if I find it."
Fucking hell!
Fucking horrible that. Horrible.
You invite
stuff,
him though. Over here, and he says that.
Yeah, go on. He's your sidekick.
I'll have a word with
Box
him tonight.
Box for you, mate.
Jamie, one thing I've noticed about you is you're surprisingly intelligent.
I'm well smart, mate.
Yeah.
Because.
We sort of had a back and forth about football trivia. I was saying, no, I know more about Liverpool than you do. And then you did you answered a question about, you had to go through the shirt numbers of players from like 30 to 40, was it?
No, 20 to 29.
Oh, that's dead easy, aren't you, figuring it?
And I did a different number for, I didn't just name 9 20s. I did 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26.
Yeah, it was such a high level of, football knowledge.
You're a Liverpool fan?
No, United.
All right, okay, cool.
But you can tell from the frown.
But, yeah, Europa dude. Red Devils. Sucks to be you.
Yeah.
I think Europe's bigger than England, mate. Last time I checked.
Yeah, this is me to United. Oh, whilst you're down there, league table, what have you. Yeah. Oh, whilst you're down there, implying to suck my penis.
Yeah, down there in hell because we're the Devils and we're coming back up. It's always darkest before dawn.
Yeah, dawn's probably been sacked by United.
Yeah,
nice one, Stephen. Anyway, to the football banter.
Just enjoying it, mate.
Jamie's actually quite intelligent. Jamie,
not
you're the
just
best
at football, like
yeah,
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.
Like, what stuff else have you got? Well.
Regular
stuff.
Trivia.
If you're on Mastermind, what would be your specialty subject?
Probably.
Would it be
EastEnders 03 to 05?
Yeah.
The Office.
Which one?
UK.
Yeah.
I don't recognise. Nice one, Tom. I don't recognise the other tripe. Probably them two. Maybe shirt numbers. Premier League shirt numbers.
Yeah. All three just merged into one.
Why EastEnders 03 to 05? Did it drop off after that? Or?
It's just my probably favourite era with Johnny Allen. My favourite era. It's the era I've watched back most. I've got a spreadsheet of all the episodes from 96 to 2016, maybe. So okay. I just dip in every now and then to 2006.
If your brother did stories about you, he'd be going viral all the time. Fucking hell. He'd be getting... He does what?
So all Premier League players?
Yeah, maybe. I'll probably narrow it down for Mastermind purposes, because you've got to be a bit smart about it. Don't want fucking Chris Akabusi fucking nailing me on the line, do I?
No, that's true.
Last thing I want, mate.
He's not a footballer.
Gandhi's on there, and he's especially subject to his sidekick behaviour.
And he'd smash Boss. That.
Yeah.
Proud of him.
Jamie, I've put here, you're the best act I've seen.
Yeah.
Doing stand-up, that
I'd
is.
I'd agree with you, from what you've seen.
I haven't seen... Well, I've seen Kevin Bridges.
I've opened for him.
Yeah?
Have you?
Just a door.
Oh, that way to the stage, Kevin.
I'm using his quote on my next tour poster. Are you a United or City fan then, mate? I'm doing joke quotes.
That's brilliant, that.
I'm doing Kevin Bridges, a United or City fan then, mate. Ramesh Ranganathan, did you get the training?
Kevin, is it okay if I use his fake quote, please? Kevin,
I'm
please.
I'm not asking him. Well, you little nerd. I love him. So I said something that you're just a fat Geordie's mate.
I never said that.
don't shout at me on you little... Oh, shut up, lad.
No, he's got nothing to shout about on.
Did you get the train here, Ramesh Ranganathan? Sorry, I can't stay, mate. Have a
not
good
all
one.
Funny, then. It must be that was one to make it seem a bit shit. Make the third one seem funny.
Yeah, it's a real free.
Yeah.
Sorry, I can't stay, mate. Have a good one. Jack Whitehall.
Have you not actually got a quote from him?
And
I've got loads.
Do you play paddle tennis?
Loads.
Jason Manford.
Do you?
No.
No.
But you go and watch. I can imagine you watching.
I don't know, fuck, lad. Right. Shit, mate.
You're rad.
Fucking play tennis, bro.
Would you go home now, do you?
Yeah, yeah. Sure. Wimbledon away, what? Or fucking strawberry and cream at your head.
wouldn't make much difference, mate.
You little paddle nons, mate.
But strawberry blonde. Yeah. It's badminton.
Yeah, you don't even have juice.
I've never
you
touched
it. You
don't
even have juice.
I do.
Yeah,
half time, I'm going to get a Ribena.
Yeah. You'll never find love, like on the tennis court.
You got plenty of that, mate. Can't score a point, you.
Oh, yeah.
Any venues or places you won't do again?
Harrogate.
Right.
Carlisle Old Fire Station.
What's a fire station? Like, it used to be a fire engine place.
Oh, you're not the only... I'm not the only intelligent one. Oh!
Use his first one of that.
Detective tries over here.
There's so that's where... Yeah, they used to have a big pole in there. And
yeah.
Not Rick Carr.
Hey!
Great reference for Rick.
His birthday yesterday.
8 days ago when this goes out.
Yeah, so... Yeah, I did a tour show there and it was just way too coked up, and a woman stood up in the middle of the show and said, "Stop, my dad's dead."
That was Jesus.
A bit weird.
Was he there with her?
I said, "Get a Ouija board out and I'll tell him to shut the fuck up and all."
Quick as a flash.
Yeah.
Quick as a flash.
But that was... these lads kept going to the toilet to do coke, and it just became so chaotic, like it lost its charisma. So I left the stage and went in the toilets with them to get them back out.
Sure.
It's like the audience were loving it. It's like, oh my God, he's so mad. What will he do next?
Yeah.
But I was deep down, I was really, really frustrated.
Oh, you did? You just got them? And then...
Yeah, I went to the toilet, went, come on, you're missing the show. Just do that after the show.
Funny if you were still mic'd up.
It would have been funny, but the mic unfortunately didn't stretch that far to the toilet.
It's now time for Stephen Lies. Normally we have this cracking game that I've invented, but instead we're going to do, what is it, one lie? No, two lies, one truth?
I've done two truths.
Wow, okay, that's better.
So you got to pick the lie.
Pick the lie out of Jamie's stories. Viewers, you could be doing that. Jamie, can we have the three blanket statements, please?
I once bricked a girl.
Yep.
Okay.
I was an extra in a porn video.
Okay.
15-minute porn video.
So it's the two truths and a lie.
There's two truths and one lie.
Two truths, one lie. Okay.
Bricked a girl.
Yeah.
Was an extra in a porn, non-performing part. Yeah. And I ate my mate sick with a spoon in the hope of getting on You've Been Framed.
Oh, that's wild. Oh, no.
I feel like I know already, but...
Can you tell us, brick, do you mean literally a brick to the head?
Yeah.
Right. How old were you, Jamie?
I was 9, she was 8.
Ooh. And
that changes
and had you asked her out and been denied and then...
But adolescents were out then. So I didn't know how to handle rejection.
I don't think adolescence is a learning tool. The kids nowadays.
Don't brick a girl.
Did you have to watch in that thanks, text?
Thanks, Stephen Graham. No, we was playing throw a brick at a wall, and she ran. We was playing. It's like it's a man's game, throwing a brick at a wall, and
you were upset. She was.
She
playing.
Ran at an inopportune moment and.
Complete accident.
Oh, complete accident.
How'd you win that game?
I don't think it's about winning, is it? It's about
It's our primal.
Yeah.
It's our primal need to throw.
It's just small it's an activity, isn't it?
At bigger objects.
Mm. Yeah. Right.
That it's because I'm a fan of darts.
Yeah.
I've looked into the evolution of it, and cavemen threw rocks at their cave. Because there's an incessant human need, especially males, to get smaller objects at bigger objects.
Did you have like a steady supply of bricks?
And was it at your house?
No, it was just a wall.
I'll join in.
Throw a brick at a wall.
We let a fit kid there.
Were you playing with other guys?
Yeah, a couple of the dudes, man.
Yeah.
It was like, I mean, if you look back now, it's like Stand By Me, Joe, where they're all, it's like the 60s.
Right, okay.
It wasn't Stand By Me, it's Stand By That Wall, Jamie.
Avoid the brick. But they had little paintings on the wall, so I guess we're sort of aiming at circles.
Right. Ruining the Banksy.
Yeah, aiming at circles. And
what was the girl's name?
Benita Griffin.
Was she okay?
And did you ever say, I've been eating Griffin?
She was 9, man.
8 apparently. Oh, well, here's a lie now.
It was 9 when she woke up. It's on her birthday eve.
At least she did.
Sorry, Benita Griffin.
Benita, I've never heard that as a name. Like no. Anita, Bonita. But in the bin.
Benita.
Yeah, she had bad breath, so we called her Benita. Benita the Benita.
Benita.
Bog breath.
What did they call you?
Jamie.
Jamie the Benita killer.
Jamie the fat tramp. So I bricked her head.
It's a quote for your tour poster.
It split her head open. Dad shouted at me and I cried.
And Jesus.
And he forgave you?
He forgave me,
Did she forgive you?
Yeah, I mean, she knows what you go into a bin on the wall court.
Yeah,
you know what you're getting. Mm. You don't see the ball boys crying at Wimbledon when they get it.
They do sometimes.
Yeah, I would.
Soft shits.
No, they cry out the tear. They get teary, but they don't cry as in I'm not going to whinge about it. I'm not going to sue Wimbledon.
Oh,
I'm
sorry.
Not going to sue Barker.
Love Sue.
Yeah. So porn.
Yeah. So We've interviewed a couple of OnlyFans models, and I muted.
There are other types of women out there, mate.
They're in the description down below.
Yes, yeah. we've got an accountant. We've got
middle-aged prostitutes.
Yeah,
brick victims.
They don't have it filmed.
No.
Yeah.
So I muted the idea of being in it as a sort of joke. Well, we'll actually film and we can have an extra. So my character was a neighbour who's pissed off at the noise.
Yeah.
And then they go, oh, we'll show him noise, and they fuck against me wall. So and I'm like that. So I didn't see any fucking though, but I'm like that with it.
So did you...
so like carry on style.
Yeah.
So I'm not actually listening to them fuck. It's all done post-edit. So
were you happy with that?
I just filmed, go, noise down. And then I'm like...
Right, okay.
Ooh.
And then they fuck after I'd left set.
Right.
I was invited to watch. I could have watched, but I thought it was a bit weird because I knew the girl.
Yeah.
There was a macabre interest in watching it, but not a sexual one.
Yeah.
Sure. So you've never watched it back?
I've never watched
it. You've not seen your footage?
It's not out yet.
And would it be in your show reel?
Could be. I played it well.
Sure.
Shut up in there!
If you're playing it as Paul Johnson, I would like a cut. Yeah.
What were you wearing?
I was wearing...
Was it barbecuing? What was that?
No, I was wearing a top like this, not too similar to this.
To begin with. What are you doing in there, you?
Room for one more?
White, wide boy's top.
A wide boy's top. So it's recent, really recent.
Yeah, it was last 3 weeks.
Not believing that one. What was the last story?
Eating your friend sick with a spoon.
I sew you.
Eating my friend sick. He was sick in my house and he went, oh shit, sorry mate, I'll go and clean it. And I went, no, don't.
That's my sick now.
Film it and we'll send it to you. You've been framed.
Right.
Wow.
In what world were that? Were you off your face at the time?
Oh, he was fucked.
Oh, okay, right.
Yeah.
Was it good?
It was metallic.
Was it one of those where you kid yourself going, this is vegetable soup?
No, it was my mate sick. Don't have vegetable soup.
Was it?
Yeah. I used to trick myself to eat vegetable soup. My friend's sick.
It's more bileless.
Oh.
If you've been drinking a bit.
Yellowy, yeah. A couple of yellow, red specks. Not blood, but like cheeky vimto.
Oh.
Yeah.
And you thought Harry Hill's going to commentate over this?
Lisa Riley back then.
Wow, so we're going really far back.
She would. Horrible pig of a woman. I'm
joking. There are other types of women.
I'm not going for Lisa Riley for that.
Not worth it.
Yeah, so I ate my friend's sick. And
why a spoon?
We filmed it. I'm not an animal.
Yeah, fair.
Yeah. Good point.
Little bib on.
A pair of glasses.
Any more, sir?
Yeah, I'll take a bottle. Did the video get sent in?
We didn't send it off, no. We didn't know how to.
Right, okay.
So we just filmed it.
So how far did it get? It was just filmed.
It was on a camera, yeah.
Right. Just on a camera.
Camera phone.
Oh, wow.
Samsung D500, if I remember right.
Ooh, I had a D500.
Possibly the hardest one.
I think the middle one's a lie.
Think the middle one's a lie.
Should we go with that then?
Yeah, can do, yeah.
Any more questions?
What
was the name of the jazz film?
Don't know.
Right.
Noisy Neighbours.
Spelled with a Z, probably.
Yeah.
It's Noisy Neighbours. Whores.
Is it a play on the show Neighbours?
I don't know what they're going to do in terms of the...
Yeah, the parody stuff.
The writing.
Where was it filmed?
It was filmed not too far away from here, but I don't want to reveal the location.
Okay.
Your mum lived nearby.
It was an SK postcode.
Oh really?
But they used a bit of Airbnb, and I don't know if it's legal.
I'm going with a lie for that.
Yeah.
Same.
Max, do you have any different views?
No, they all sound.
Oh, he's got some views.
I don't want to voice them on the podcast. I'll go with the second one.
Yeah. That's we think the second one is the lie.
The jazz film.
Yeah.
It is a lie.
Yeah.
I'm not a good liar.
Well, you've done well to pick...
That wasn't bad at all.
You've done well to pick two stories that you haven't told, or at least we haven't heard.
Yeah, it's too you know, two questions I had from Fun So Bad. Don't say for Liveouts. I had to stay out because my mate's got mental health issues, which is a fantastic. Just free pass to stay out.
Yeah, we can't pry then.
And they're like, what's up with Craig? I went, oh, Craig went out. Oh, shit. No, depression. I crumble very bad from the pressure.
Jamie, we've now got a lovely segment. You'll really enjoy this. It's called IMAX. You ever been to an IMAX?
Cinema.
Yeah.
Been to the cinema.
Forget everything you know about the cinema.
Yeah.
Max is our movie buff. Buff by name.
Yeah, buff by nature.
Doesn't do much movie.
Go on.
Can we have the jingle, please? Yeah.
Fucking hell, I hate this segment.
Disgusting jingle there. I've not signed off on that.
It's been on for a while.
Yeah, it's over 3 years now.
Yeah.
And I've still not signed off on it. At what point have I ever said, yeah, I'm happy with that?
We don't
yeah, please. This my segment. Hey, guys, this week I thought about giving back to
nice.
The public.
Nice. That's good.
If there's one thing I love.
From your hat that you hold out.
Yeah, I don't do that anymore. I realise that there's a lot of people out there that can't afford trips to the cinema.
Yeah. Why do you smile as you say that?
Because I can. I've got a limitless card.
Can you?
Any film I want to... What do you mean, can I? 16 quid a month, mate.
16 quid a month?
Yeah. I realise I spent like £1,000 on this get a fucking subscription.
Wow.
Yeah, you're too premium for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And 8 cans of Shine.
He's got YouTube Premium. It's dad's family plan.
Yeah. Cheers, Dad.
Silver spoon, that, isn't it?
See you in another 10 years.
Did you use a silver spoon to eat the sick?
It had a handle, but it was silver.
Coda salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of Coda's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use Coda Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on Coda. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com. /trip planner.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.
Are there any spoons that don't have a handle?
When you're in bed
like this.
Yes, that's
like
good.
One of your jazz movies.
Naples.
They've invited in.
Naples.
That was a good bit of wordplay on the spot.
Yeah, I like that.
Or whatever's in your search history, Jamie.
fuck me. No thanks.
Good day, mate. It's not a good day. You keep bloody rogering.
Yeah.
What will Alf say?
You've creosoted me fence there.
Home and playing away. That's what you're doing.
Ooh.
He's got a wife.
Homo and away.
A lot of laughs in this segment today, which I always like to see.
Can we edit the laughs?
A lot of joy, a lot of laughter.
You're not having them.
I've seen a lot of joy, me neighbour.
A lot of people out there can't go to the cinemas.
yeah.
Worrying thing.
Poor Joy.
So I've...
Dementia's really took a grip now.
So have I. We have fun.
Yeah. Oh, prepare for that to end. I've
a husband. He'll be gripping me.
I've a harder.
Yeah.
Can I just can it?
Can I do that?
No, go on, Max, you got this.
So I've been putting on plays, play versions of movies, and going to like local orphanages,
right,
and showing them the
one play. Man plays.
No, you know, I can't speak
to the judge mix.
Welcome to the IMAX experience. Enjoy the show.
Sorry about that. Even movie buffs like me get nervous sometimes. Oh, grow up. Here's a napkin. It's only chunks of sausage roll. Hey guys, I'm here at the local orphanage trying to put on my play version of James and the Giant Peach tonight, and I've not cast my James yet. I need a hands-on actor, someone who can really get inside the skin of this sad little orphan and open him up to the world. I need an actor who isn't afraid to be a little bit bad. According to my casting agent, I need Sir James Wilson Vincent Sav... Oh, Jesus.
Oh, I'm back working again. Oh, it's too much, is this?
No, you fucking aren't. I've told you to stop auditioning at these things. Do you know how hard it is to stage a play 500 yards from an orphanage? I'd have to buy all the orphans little telescopes, and you'd have to shout really loud. Let's not get into the permits I'd have to get. Oh, Jesus Christ, it's too much.
Tedious cunts, aren't they?
What, BBC employees? Yeah, I'm more into movie stars. Wait, Jamie! Sorry, pal, I've asked for a James.
Ah, my agent's dyslexic.
Yeah, and shit, lol. White Noise and the Fellas. Seems a bit below your... Owie! So, do you know much about orphans?
I lost a stare-out contest to one at Victoria Station before.
Well, you probably shouldn't be staring at them.
So I deliberately shit myself.
You shit yourself? Why? Why would that get rid of the... Oh. Oh, God. That's grim.
Sausage roll looks good, lad.
If you get a mop, you can have it.
I'm not doing it because you've said so.
But you're still doing it, though, so I... Yeah.
I'm what, you fat cunt.
Right, who's next? Oh, another fucking Jimmy.
Hey, Max. Not sure if you got my last few messages, but got a few copies of Akeko on DVD if you're still interested.
Just get the first guy in. I'll go and buy 300 telescopes.
Wow.
It's tough out there, man.
That's
really tough.
It's a hell of a week.
Orphans, man.
And plus, I ate you sick.
Yeah, that was really weird.
Nice little.
Yeah.
Oh, that is.
I think you should blame the orphans there.
Right. Well, who's who's to blame?
Well, Jimmy Savile. Right. Yeah. And James Ormerod, two of the same there.
Well, that's true.
You cast him.
I can't help but notice you called him a fat C word there, Jamie.
The height of auditioning, it brings all my emotions to the fore, and anger is one of those emotions, and it can just spill out.
Look, I've auditioned. You heard it. I'm sure it was funny to listen back to. But I didn't lose it in the moment. Get out, Jamie. Get out. Sorry about him, Max.
No, it's just not needed, is it? In this day and age, 2025.
At any age.
I'm out here trying to entertain kids and
the rest.
Do I deserve that?
Yeah.
Well, hey,
hello.
You all right, mate? Hello, pal.
You've been chewing grass? What's this? Who are you?
They call me Drew.
Drew?
Sorry, what?
They call me Drew.
Drew?
Drew, like you draw in the past tense.
Nice, Drew.
Oh.
Short for Andrew.
It's just Drew.
Sorry, just Drew. Like Just Dance.
Yeah.
And a bit more like Pictionary. Anyway, how are you, Drew? What are you up to?
Come on, just Drew.
I'm on a case, man.
You're on a case? Probably Stella. The way you're.
Fucking that.
What do you mean you're on a case?
To boost your height, sure has.
I never drink on the job no more.
Something happened?
I thought I was the investigation here.
We don't know anything.
Yeah, so what do you do, Drew?
I was disgraced former police officer.
Disgraced?
You were a disgraced former police officer.
That's what they say.
Did you redeem yourself? Are you out the force?
I redeemed myself. Got into a bit of a... How's your father?
He's good, thanks.
Yeah, he's not bad. Yeah. Yeah. Do you know him?
I do know him. I rummage through his bins. I'm a PI.
Oh, you're a Drew PI. Yeah, I know you. Yeah, how are you, Drew?
I'm not too bad. Chasing down a lead, you know.
Oh, yeah. Drew, what's this case you're trying to work on, if you could disclose that?
It's one of these Hell's Angels, man. One of these Hell's Angels. Committing credit card fraud.
American motorbike gang.
Member.
And you don't have to tell him that.
And that's brought you to England.
Well, the base in England is the Lincolnshire branch.
Okay.
I guess a lot of this stuff's online these days.
A lot of fraud is done online. Not this guy. Not this piece of work.
Ooh.
So I got to go in. I'm just out here for a fitting.
For a fitting?
For a fitting.
What, are you getting fit?
One day I'm just a Drew PI. Next, oh! I'm Drew the guy! I'm not here to hurt nobody. I'll check anyone's fraud. What you been up to, huh? It's only six fingers, huh?
No, I don't have six fingers.
Oh, nice contactless you got there. What's the name on your card, huh?
It's Steven.
I don't see no six fingers on that card.
Well, no, that's just a nickname I gathered from a great time at a musician
camp.
Oh,
so you're really Tony Beaumont, huh?
No, not Tony Beaumont. Look at me, I'm not Tony Beaumont.
Anthony P. Beaumont. Was I born yesterday, huh?
Definitely not. No.
I don't know what is happening.
So you think I'm the guy from the Hell's Angels?
I'll ask the questions over here. Are you Anthony P. Beaumont?
This angle is ridiculous.
Are you Anthony P. Beaumont? You've been... Oh, great, yeah, you log it. You log it, I'll need this. I'll use this in court, Pete Beaumont. I've been chasing my tail around Lincolnshire.
I'm not Tony P. Beaumont, you know that. You've been through my dad's bins, he's not a Beaumont.
He's not a Beaumont.
He's a bad man, he's not a Beaumont.
Is there any possibility you've made a mistake?
Tony, just... Just look at yourself. Take a minute to look at yourself, Tony.
The scourge of the Hell's Angels has arrived.
I've got a license.
You don't. You just burst into places. Then you're doing a grand reveal with a bandana that comes off with your hat.
No, I've got a license to fish.
We're also nowhere near Lincoln.
You've got a rod license.
I'm here on a fishing expedition.
Quit bragging.
I'm just.
This guy's got it all.
I just wanna catch a crime, but I'm sort of doing it door to door.
So why are you fishing through my dad's bins?
Because I want to find a crime and then say I'll solve the crime for him.
Well, he didn't recycle. There's a crime if you want.
I think he's having too many takeaways.
No. That's surely another neighbour dumping it in there.
Oh, I seen a clock and crossed me. I seen a clock and crossed and a Deliveroo driver drive off.
No, they're having sex together. That's not.
No, he left some. He left some chips, but I got rid of the evidence.
Why'd you do that? You could have used it as bait for the fish.
I've been eating your dad's chips.
Drew.
He's out in the bins again.
There is no credit card fraud, is it?
Except for what you've done to my dad.
I'll be honest, I'm looking to get in the credit card for it. So I'm trying to track someone down who does it.
They
show me how to do it. But what with my new Experian credit report, they show me all the negatives on there. And they can't. I can't apply for a credit card no more.
Drew, where are you from, man? Where are you from?
I'm from the mean streets, man.
Yeah, which ones?
I was born on the streets.
Which ones? Can we get a specific detail?
I was born in the hospital of St. Mary's.
Whereabouts?
Ward 4.
Right. So, you know, do you have a credit card yourself?
I'm not allowed no more.
Yeah, were you ever?
I had one in the past, but I've maxed it out on Uber.
Well, going following my father around.
Following your father.
Yeah, sorry about that. You say you
a lot of trips to Wix.
Yeah.
Makes you think.
What did you think?
Makes you think, huh?
What did Drew P.I. think when that was happening? Maybe I should just stay at Wix and save on the
Ubers. I think someone's got some decorating troubles and he's not masculine enough to admit that he needs help from a professional.
Is that a crime?
And he keeps spending some more money in Wix.
Yeah, he's
no actually, wonder the relationship broke down with Rebecca.
He's shagging a cashier there called Colin. Colin Jackson, if you know him.
It all makes sense now. It was Colin all along.
He can still get his leg over.
It's a happy ending.
Another case closed.
There we go.
Yeah. What's next for you, Drew?
Well, I've got to meet him with my probation officer tomorrow, so...
Are you allowed on a fishing trip? And will you have the magnifying glass for all the fishing trips?
Yeah, to see what fish I've caught, because sometimes I don't really catch the fish.
Like, I love it with those chips.
Well, wouldn't it be funny? Wouldn't it be funny if you caught a criminal on your fishing trip, and on one of your heists or whatever it is, your stakeouts, you caught
takeouts? That's what you do.
Criminal
yeah,
fish.
You're taking the stakeout. Ass off stakeout. yeah, you caught a fish. That'd be funny, that, wouldn't it, Drew?
I've never caught a fish.
Have you got any partners, Drew? No, I don't mean in terms of like in the force. Just in general.
Sexual?
Yeah. Are you going to catch one tomorrow?
Not no more.
What's on the end of your line, Drew? Ooh, not tonight's shag.
Not ever since he left me for God.
Shit.
Sorry.
Jackson! Jackson!
Not Jackson, Stephen's dad. You had a laugh, haven't you, Drew? Well, Drew, yeah. I'm so sorry that my father and Colin Jackson betrayed you like that.
Last laugh's on me. Because who's got the chip bag? Huh, schmuck.
Yeah, we'll see you, Drew.
See you, folks. Thanks, Chantel.
Thanks, Drew. Good luck with your fishing trip.
See you later, Drew.
I could use your dad's maggot in his pants for bait. Tell him I said that.
Yeah, it's things like
tell
that.
Tell him I said that.
Things like that is why he stayed
tell
away
him
from
I said, tell him I said that.
Yeah, well, he had you hook, line, and sinker, didn't he? Yeah. More fishing wordplay.
Not the time or the place.
Oh, place is a fish. Anyway, so yeah, Jamie's horrible about you trying to entertain the orphans.
Yeah, sorry, yeah, of course.
Orphans don't always have to be kids either, by the way.
That's so true.
Yeah.
I know a few adult
so
orphans.
Drew.
Yeah.
Oh, here he is. All right, mate.
Well,
are you clapping
him
for?
He just
called you.
I was clapping about something else that I remembered
what
happened yesterday.
What happened yesterday, Max? Tell us.
Mate, just
go on.
Something at work.
Yeah.
One of the acts said something quite funny.
Go on, let's hear it.
Oh, you want me to say it?
Yeah.
You want me to steal the joke?
If it's enough
what
to
day was it?
And why are you clapping Jamie over?
What day was it on?
What day was yesterday?
Tuesday.
Yesterday was Tuesday. You think you maybe a day out, aren't you?
Beat the Frog.
Monday's Beat the Frog.
Someone smashed Beat the Frog.
Monday.
Well, they actually did this week. Mm. One of the old supervisors, which, you know,
home ground.
Yeah,
rotten.
Boo. That. I was fuming.
Boo.
Deservedly, or was it a bit?
Yeah, I guess so.
Right, fair enough.
Dan Nightingale doing gong shows at his ripe age.
Put it to the max. Put it to the max. To the max. Put it to the max. What's your favourite song, Jamie?
No.
I like Zombie from the Cranberries.
Yeah,
it's a good choice.
Depends. Good choice.
I like Cranberry from the Zombies.
You're having zombie period juice.
Oh, no,
that's how I read that.
What is it?
Yeah, well,
what's
you can't
happened
read.
Here?
It's fine. It's a put it to the max. It's,
yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
It's the first on a podcast where the viewers write in their problems and we solve them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Mm. So this is really risky. Have you checked these? You got to be kidding, My dumb husband, bless his cotton socks, has a habit of eating asparagus and shouting, I can sense a smelly one brewing. I can handle this. Hell, I love the smell, but in public, in middle of Aldi, on weekend, with the manager bearing down on us for being too loud, with the police arresting us for breach of the peace, what do I do?
It's a classic problem that we have on this show.
I love the smell.
So I have to kind of go back over it just to see what's happened.
So it's a husband who eats asparagus and sort of enjoys the smell that he knows is coming. He senses it's brewing.
Almost like he plans it.
Yeah, and then when he's in Aldi, is he weeing in Aldi or is he just...
I feel like he's just...
Weeing? I thought farting.
No.
Brewing, I mean, you talk about brewing a poo, don't you? But I think in this scenario, it would be...
It's like brewing tea.
Percolator wee, I'd say.
Yeah.
Mm. I don't think the writer knows that word.
Yeah.
Get better vocabulary. Yeah.
So are they weeing in Aldi?
I think they're buying asparagus in Audi for the purpose of.
Have you got that for that?
Smelly one. I'd not getting that at all.
No.
Does it say piss anywhere?
No, but asparagus is asparagus a wee thing. Have you had much asparagus?
No, but I think she's talking about farting there.
No, she's
I
not.
I think she doesn't know it's a piss thing.
Right. It is a piss thing. Of course she knows.
It could be a fart thing.
No, it's not.
Asparagus is synonymous with wee. And it's pungent.
Is it?
What yeah, we should really, maybe really do, intoxicating.
Jamie, we should maybe act out the scenario, role play it to work out the best solution to this problem. Mm. So we need a woman, her husband, the pee fiend, Aldi manager, and the police.
Yeah. I think this asparagus eater has Asperger's as well.
So we'll have you as the asparagus eater.
Yeah. I guess I can manage an Aldi. Yeah.
Take the police.
Right, so yeah. I'm your wife.
Just set this one out, mate. Just chill.
Oh, God, yeah. This middle aisle, I tell you what. You don't know what you're going to get here. Oh, bloody hell. I've married Droopy Eye.
Oh, that was good asparagus before, wasn't it? Eh?
What?
I don't know why we're shopping after us, tea.
It's because it's quieter. You know.
We've been quiet much longer.
Oh, bloody hell.
We've been quiet much longer.
Keep it down, love.
You've got us brewing in bladder.
I don't want to know.
Oh, God, thank God for my fast digestion.
We got a problem over here.
We do. Daniel, keep it down. Daniel, stop! Stop! I'll have to pick up a better earmuffs from. What's going on? Oh, no, you're rocking, are you?
Do I need to call play?
I'm here already!
Let's do a
speak of the devil.
What's going on? Your basket?
It's just a ton of asparagus.
Why?
If it's a crime to have a smelly piss, then I'm guilty, Your Honour.
Yeah, we know. Take him away, please.
I don't think I want to. He's pissing his pants.
What toilet's like in police officer room?
I didn't.
What are the toilets like in the police officer? Open your ears.
What? You can't hear me, Margaret.
My husband.
You can't hear me, Margaret.
My husband has asked you a question. You work for us. Fucking hell.
Answer the question, officer.
Don't you get involved.
We pay your wages.
Right, you want to know what the toilets are like?
You're taking the piss now. That's what stinks.
Tell him you're pregnant, Margaret, and we can piss in his hat.
Yeah, give us your hat.
I'll piss on you in a minute.
Why? You're a pregnant woman, are you?
Yeah, I could be.
She's had an hysterectomy.
Show us your penis.
I'm trying to remember the C-section.
She's had an hysterectomy.
Oh, God, I could sniff some stuff out of that. Did they do coke at Middle Isle?
Where's your red peppers?
We don't want green. Green veg.
Why are you looking at me?
Where's your red peppers?
Because you work for us. When you're in this store, you'll do our shopping if we want.
It's going to start seeping through.
It has.
Fucking reeks, that.
Where's your mops? Where's your mops? Not for buying, for mopping.
I'll go grab one.
Good, hurry up then.
Fucking hell, look at you.
Trots off.
I follow.
Oh, trots off because he's a pig. He's a pig. Good one. He's in the police force.
Yeah. Right, yeah, okay. Because I was getting fucking fuming then.
Oh, you shouldn't be swearing, officer.
Oh, I'm
do as we say, officer.
There's a mop, officer.
I'm mopping!
Mop, I piss up, man.
Come on.
I paid for your hat.
You work for us.
I paid for your hat.
Yeah, give us your hat.
What's a waste of council tax? I paid for this hat.
They'll use your head as a mop. Tip him upside down and mop it.
You want a shave, officer, you scruffy get.
Yeah. Have some bloody common decency
you
with you.
Get that, would you?
That's not the uniform.
You're a disgusting pig. Oh, what? In every sense of the word.
What? There's something going on outside.
There's no asparagus in here.
Lock the doors. Lock the doors.
Empty basket.
Oh, you're toad in the hole. You're a toad in the hole.
Unseen. That's what could happen. Yeah.
I think the real issue there is society, not not weighing an asparagus.
State of the police force. Yeah, really.
Shocking that.
Yeah. I thought they had rules on shaving.
Oh, no, they should do. Of all the cuts, he needs one. Cuts to the police force should be to his hair and beard.
Yeah, that's fun. Yeah. In that specific scenario.
Yeah. Anyway, Jamie, oh, my God, I didn't even talk about your stand-up tour. Jamie, you're going on tour, aren't you? We're not going to cut so it comes off the back of a lap.
I'm doing some work in Progress Eyes in the summer. So I'll come to them, they're all on my link tree, and I'm going on a proper tour in 2026, and it's called Can My Mate Come? He's Sound.
Nice. Jamie, where are you touring?
everywhere. If you are in a place, I will go.
Wonderful. And how many dates are you doing?
Lots, baby.
What, in the hundreds?
No.
Right.
Oh, so it is planned?
Sort of. We're getting there. I've got 9 penciled in.
Is there any you're really looking forward to?
Not really.
Right. I saw you in the stand in Newcastle. You must have been enjoying that.
Yeah, that was a good one.
You were really good. I was going to say that's the best I've seen an act do. Yeah. Is you on the stand.
That was
at the stand, not on the stand.
Mm. Yeah, the stand was a good one.
That was you just... Was that the stand ovation? Crowd was there in the palm of your hand.
Yeah, I think that was the stand ovation.
And then you went like that.
Yeah.
Roller coaster, isn't it? You know, to smash it in the stand and then have
die
to walk
on your
off.
Arse. Yeah. Really bad. I got a text from a few comedians saying, oh, I wouldn't have Jamie on this week after that shit show.
Don't compromise.
Your Harrogate links, Steve.
I went down swinging, bro.
Yeah. A bit like David Hay when he'd sort of done his ankle against Tony Bellew.
I didn't put the mic. I put the mic back in the sand and just walked off. Didn't even say sorry. Oh,
was it going bad from the beginning? Was it something you did?
No, they just didn't warm to me. So I started off quite okay, and I was like, no, these are lukewarm. I need people to be like involved.
Yeah, yeah.
But now, you know, now in the future, if things are going badly...
I'm a 4D comic.
Mm. You you just pull out your magnifying glass and get a few cheap laughs.
Yeah, we've got the Asperger's piss man.
Yes, yes.
Some very great characters.
He's very much like my granddad character at home.
It's different though, it's different. This guy likes asparagus, the granddad character doesn't.
My granddad doesn't have Asperger's.
Yeah. No.
I didn't allow it back then. It was just thick.
Any holidays, Jamie? You got anything you're looking forward to?
Nah, I don't do any stuff really.
You don't holiday?
Don't do anything.
No, I've been playing darts though, trying to get my average up.
What is it to now? 3 shags a night.
Darts?
Yeah. Just at the darts.
What have you been playing?
with myself. Come on, guys.
Play it between 49 and 53. It's not. But enough about me women.
Ow! do you have a dart nickname? I think you do.
The Gravy Train.
Ooh, yeah.
And every time we get a 180 or a big finish, I go, pisto.
And what would your song be?
I thought you doing that.
Love Train or Zombies. From the Cranberries.
Oh, you said Cranberries from the Zombies. Now you have to keep it in now.
Yeah, don't go and watch me on tour.
Well, just keep that. do you want me to warm up for you in Harrogate?
Not doing Harrogate.
Do Harrogate and I'll warm up.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, there we go.
Yeah, deal.
Beautiful, that.
Can I bring my warm up?
You bring your writer. I hope you bring your writer.
At least you'll get a laugh that way then. Anyway, this has been the White Noise Podcast. Yeah. I've been joined by Jamie Hutchinson. Thanks. Tom Looney. Looney. Max Smith. Smithy. Jamie didn't clap for you. Sorry
about
that.
It's horrible.
Still thinking about Harrogate. Let it go. Let it go. You smash loads of gigs.
Not enough.
Yeah. And Ethan James in the corner.
Oh, hello and goodbye.
Cheers, Ethan.
Wow. So I can catch that there, mate.
He spoke earlier.
He said hello and goodbye.
Ah, there we go. That's the one.
Yeah.
And also Drew P.I., if you see him in your bins,
God rest his soul.
Shut the lid.
Just keep walking.
Sort of like a cartoon parrot. anyway, ciao.
COTA salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of COTA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use COTA Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on COTA. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.
There's still time to get holiday ready.
Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.